Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
We're back to the Total Education Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor. And I'm so excited to have on the program. I love reality shows, and this is going to be a really interesting interview for sure. So I'm excited to welcome to the program the stars of the reality show from WeTV's hit series, Marriage Boot Camp, Sean and Sophia. Guys, thanks for calling the program.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you. And I guess going into first question I want to ask, especially as I see you guys are both entrepreneurs, Sean, how's the experience been being on a reality show? Is this something you've always dreamed of?
I mean, I've always thought of myself that I'm not the normal, typical 9-to-5 person, you know. So I've always been involved in, you know, fitness and bodybuilding and stuff like that. So I knew that, you know, television or something was always an option for me. And it's something that I definitely, you know, had possible plans for.
Yeah, and you have that thought process, and you never know what it's going to be in reality TV. You know, Sean, you probably are like, I don't know if that was on your list when you first thought about being a TV star, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now, Sophia, what about you? Your experience on reality TV, and did you always want to do this?
No. I mean, I went to school for, you know, I actually wanted to work in politics. So for me, that was something that I enjoyed.
Yeah, I think it was more me, and I pushed you.
Reality TV kind of has totally taken that off the plate, I think. But, you know, that was what I wanted to do. Every child, like, wants to be on TV at some point. And they're like, oh, my God, I want to be Seamus or whatever, you know. Every person wants that. But, you know, as you get older, what you want changes. And, yeah, Sean was the one who really wanted it, so.
Well, Sean, you got what you wanted then, right? Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you happy after, you know, seeing the results so far on the show and stuff like that, after doing this and saying, you know, was this worth it, in your opinion?
I mean, there's, you know, there's pros and cons. I mean, obviously you see yourself and everybody else sees you and MIT in one way. And, you know, there might be more to you. And, you know, you might not be able to get to see everything that the person's like. But, I mean, it's tough. There's definitely, like I said, there's definitely pros to it and there's cons. And it's just, you know, everybody's now viewing any issues you have on national television. And obviously that's some of the hard things to deal with. But in the end, you know, you hope it will make not only yourself stronger, but other people, and they can learn from you. And then maybe that's, you know, in a good way how you build a fan base, because they feel like they can relate to you or something.
Exactly. You're able to show your true self, Sean, and that's what reality TV, that's why so many people are attracted to it, because really it's no holds bar. It's what you are in certain ways, even though we know what the cameras can change some of the stories, right, Sophia? So that's the other thing, I'm sure, why you were reacting in a certain aspect, like, really, Sean, and really? And now your reaction so far, Sophia, to being on the show and now seeing it all on TV and seeing the reaction of people around you, and to being a celebrity now, you know, in so many aspects, it must be different.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's kind of surreal, because a lot of people who say, how do you feel watching yourself on TV? There are many times where I feel like I'm the only one who's watching it. It's just a home video that I have. And then all of a sudden I look at my Twitter and I have like 40 notifications. I'm like, okay, well, obviously I'm not the only one who watches it, but, you know, it is, and people have their own opinions, and, you know, they might not know your whole story, because obviously it is television. They're not, you know, they want drama, of course. I mean, most people think that reality TV is 100% true, but
no,
it's, you know, it's not really 100% true. There is editing and all that, but, you know, it's like the weirdest thing is when people like walk up to you and they're like, do I know you? Are you on TV? Like, some woman came knocking on our door the other day, and she was like, I watch you on TV. And I'm like, I'm so happy that I literally just rolled out of bed and my hair looks disgusting.
Well, you don't forget to mention, now keep in mind, she was handing us a Jesus Christ pamphlet. And
yes.
She said to Sophia, I watch you on TV. And so she said, Sophia's like, oh my God. And then basically the woman's like, don't worry. You know, like she's handing her this Jesus Christ pamphlet, like, I'll pray for you, basically. You know, it's like, oh man, how did she watch the show?
Or she reads the tabloids, you know, or the whole nine yards in certain aspects, for sure. And it cracks me up because, again, I'm friends with a lot of the Real Housewives. I've did a lot of different interviews with them, and they flat out tell me, you know, from D.C. and New York and different things, and they tell me straight out, you know, really what's true about this and what's not true. And I want my listeners out there, which they already know, but for people, you know, will be listening to this interview to understand the fact that you guys are putting yourself out there. You're getting yourself out of the comfort zone, and it's really not showing your true picture. That's why I love to talk to reality stars, because now you're down to earth. And honestly, Sophia, at times you're going to be really, really angry and upset, and they're just going to film that, and not the great, easy, nice times. And same with you, Sean. Mm-hmm. And then that they get a certain clear picture about who you guys are. So, Sean, after, like, Sophia's talking about kind of being did you probably like the fact that, you know, you're very well known now, Sean, after this, so that you walk down the street, you recognize people, and it helps in a lot of ways for being entrepreneurs to have this experience, because now you can capitalize on the brand, right?
Of course. And then that was one of my goals, was obviously I knew that I was going to be famous, whether through the fitness industry or not. I knew that that was something that was always going to be in my background, whether, you know, becoming a fitness model, bodybuilder, you know, getting sponsored from a travel company, whatever the case may be, or going into television. And then, like you said, that obviously puts everything out there, and then people recognize you, and then obviously they're gonna hit you up, and this just making you amplify it.
Absolutely.
So I always knew that.
So, okay, now you guys have a project to talk about, Sean. So tell us about your business, and specifically enough, some of the upcoming events that are happening through your business.
Well, basically, you know, we're trying to start Double S Fitness. And, I mean, obviously, my background is bodybuilding and fitness, obviously. I mean, every day I diet. I have a strict training regimen all the time. And Sophia also, I mean, we both live this all the time. So it's like, let's go to the next level. I mean, obviously, I've done personal training. And that's the thing. I mean, we just want it to brush off on the other people. We want to be able to show others, you know, how to have a healthy lifestyle, how to eat right, how to train hard. I mean, people always ask me questions all the time. And obviously, Sophia's been getting a lot of questions asked herself because of, you know, the way we look. And I'm always getting asked, you know, for tips or whatever, just walking past with somebody in the gym. So now it's like I get to really start helping the people that really need it. And that's basically what we're trying to do. We're just trying to start, you know, with personal training, nutrition, you know, diets and all that. And then eventually, you know, let it go from there, and maybe one day start, you know, open a gym, and then, you know, possibly start opening some more. And also, like a fitness clothing line, which, you know, obviously Sophia's girl and she loves fashion. And, you know, that's something that's huge, that obviously I love fitness wear. And, you know, once again, she's into fashion, so that would be something definitely that we'd both be looking for to do. But basically, like I said, we're just trying to get all that started. I mean, and by this, we're putting ourselves out there more to make diets and training regimens for people, and just basically show them and teach them the knowledge that we have, so they can know how to do all this. You know, make it simpler for them.
Now, Sophia, especially being in the hands of this entrepreneurship, especially, you know, Sean being a personal trainer and, you know, fitness being so important for you, you had the platform for the television show. Now you're going to have the platform via Skype and consultation and all these opportunities to get other people in great shape. I'm sure, Sophia, you see specifically the obesity rate in this country right now, that people out of shape, they don't know how to train correctly, that you and Sean are going to be able to provide those great tips and that this is a great opportunity for both of you to help a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, they say obesity in children is horrible right now. I think that we're one of the highest in obesity for children in the whole entire world.
Yes, we are.
And I think that when, like, myself, I know, and I think that my generation, when we were younger, we played outside a lot. That's what we did. I remember, like, all summer, my mom would have to, like, go find me because I'd be with my friends, like, running down the streets, whatever. Now, a lot of kids just sit in front of TV, and they don't really have much interaction with other children or even, you know, exercise and playing, doing any of that. And it's bad because then those kids are going to grow up seeing, you know, and they're going to have really bad eating habits because that's what happens. But I think that you can train yourself. You can change. There are a lot of people who were, like, bigger when they were younger, but then as they get older, they learn their body and they know what to eat, what not to eat, and it's very important. And, yeah, like you said, we do it through, like, face-to-face, but also if people aren't in Philadelphia area, we can do it through Skype to find out what people want to achieve with their body, and we can just help them attain their goal.
So, and that's a very important thing. If they're not in the Philly area, through Skype, Sean, you can connect with them. So are you doing one-on-one consultations, or how is it working specifically through your business model? Are you going to have group calls through Skype?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, some people, especially this is hard for some people because they don't feel comfortable. They don't feel comfortable with their body, and they don't feel comfortable in front of a bunch of people. I mean, obviously, you want to get them out of that shell, but you're definitely... you want them to be the main focus, each one individually. I mean, because once again, everybody's different. They might want different goals. Somebody might want to put on 20 pounds of muscle, a guy versus some woman might want to lose 50 pounds versus 10 pounds. So individually definitely is what the main focus is. And, you know, you just want to break them out of that shell, and, you know, you want to just be able to build a comfortability with them that they trust you. And that's why, of course, working with them separately is most important to me.
And so, Sean, what types of tips are you going to provide through your types of consulting services to help people get in shape through personal training?
I mean, obviously, you know, diet is huge, and I get asked all the time, you know, like I said, in the gym, and I take the time. I mean, I don't have all day to, you know, sit there and say I got to get my workout in, but I always say to people, you gotta do the diet. It's not just going to the gym. That is the main focus. I mean, you might be able to get some results of working out, but you're not going to get it as fast as you are eating. I mean, that's it. That's 80% of it all. And it just basically teaching them how to eat right, you know, teaching them that, you know, they don't have to necessarily eat, untasty food. I mean, they can eat stuff where they can enjoy it. And I just basically want people to start, you know, getting a thrill out of it. Like, they really become fascinated with it. And the same thing with the training. Teach them the right, you know, the right exercises. And I just want to basically get it in their head. I want to get them so motivated that if I have to push them, you know, I'm going to push them to the top, and then basically they're going to be able to go on from there. Like, they're not going to need, like, I just need to strike that motivation in people. And just some people just lack it. They just don't have the consistency and the determination. And if you don't have that mindset, you're not going to make it. You just have to keep with it. It's not going to come in a week. And that's what people give up on. They think, I just say it's like medication. You know, if you get an antibiotic, it's not going to work in a day. You have to take what it says. You have to take it the whole time that they prescribe it. The same thing, it's not going to work in a week. So they have to be consistent. And that's what I just want to instill in people.
And, Sophia, what types of tips will you offer in your consultation services?
I think, like Sean says, the diet is 80% of it. And you can't just diet and then not work out, or work out and then eat lousy food. You have to do them both together. And I think that for a lot of people, they don't really understand. They try to go through these fad diets, especially women. They're like, oh, I'm going to do this where I'm only juicing, or, you know, which is healthy. But on the other hand, you know, you're getting rid of the toxins, but you're not losing weight, you're losing a lot of water, and people don't understand that. And once you start eating, you will gain that back. So I think it's about learning what's best for you and your own body. And also, eating is very important. You can't just skip meals to think and think that you're going to lose weight, because that's, you know, you might lose good weight. You might lose muscle instead of fat. And it's important to be healthy and, you know, just do it in a healthy way.
Absolutely. And I think that what you guys are able to put together as a team, whoever utilizes your personal training services, is based on your expertise in the area of how you guys are in fantastic shape, both of you, in a variety of ways through your expertise. Again, Sean more building muscle mass, Sophia better in getting in shape and really feeling healthy. So, Sean, for your company, Double S Fitness, where can we find more information on you and learn more about you and Sophia?
Well, Sophia, you want to tell them how they can contact?
Well, I mean, we can always be contacted through Twitter, obviously. It's Barzilla Sophia, and then Sean's is Groomzilla Sully that way. Or if we do have an email address, which is SophiaandSean@gmail.com, where if people really want to find out more about Double S Fitness, they can email us, and then we can start, you know, we can Skype with them, find out what they want to do with their bodies. So that might be the easiest way.
I mean, obviously, even if people are watching the show and they're like, hey, they're in shape, they know. Obviously, we talk to people on Twitter that are fans or that are watching the show. If they're serious, like she said, they can go off and contact us, inbox us those, you know, private messages, and we can go from there.
Well, fantastic, guys. Best of luck on the rest of the season, and update us on your brand. And you definitely are working together to put something very important together. And I'm glad to hear Sophia talk about, again, trying to eliminate childhood obesity. And Sean and Sophia, you guys are doing the right thing. This is what our country needs. We're out of shape. We don't see the value of fitness, and you guys are out there doing that for sure. And thanks again for calling, both of you.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care now, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
You're listening to Total Education Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Education Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, and also Pinterest, Neil Haley. And I'm excited to welcome the program from the real world, Portland, and MTV's Marlon Williams. Marlon, thanks for calling. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Just living, you know, taking it one day at a time.
It seems like you're taking it one day at a time. You got a lot of projects coming up, which we'll talk about for sure, Marlon. But first, real quick, I guess not 100 sound bites on this, but more about talking about the experience on the real world and how it's changed your life after that experience. Kind of explain to me, you know, what you thought the whole experience being on the show was, and how did your life change from that?
I mean, I think like real world's a good like look in the mirror. You know what I mean? Like you get to like really kind of, you know what I'm saying, see who you are as a person from everybody else's views. You know what I mean? So I think that's just like a blessing, because, you know, a lot of people don't get that chance to be like, you know, I want to change this about myself, or I want to be more like this. But like now I have a documented black and white in history forever view of, you know what I'm saying, like who I am or what people perceive. So I think it's a blessing in that. And then, you know, it opened doors, you know, so like now I'm, you know, a celebrity. So when I go to talk to people, they take me seriously because they're like, you know, you've got some form of success that, you know, millions don't have. So it definitely opened those doors and it just, you know, it's just a great experience. I mean, you can't do anything like that on your own. And it's just an eye opener.
It sounds like it, and so it's a door opener. So once the show airs, tell me specifically what happens to you walking down the streets after that happened. People recognize you.
Man.
It was a
dude. It's crazy. Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. Like you meet. I mean, I'm like back in Lubbock where I played football at, right? So I'm just thinking, you know, I'm gonna just go back and just go to the normal bars I go to and just kick it and chill. I mean, like, I can't even get to the door without it being, like, you know, 5 people, like, just like, dude, you're the guy from MTV, bro, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, I got history here, so it's just like all these people just vibe with it because not a lot of people make it out of Lubbock, like, on that level. So, like, people just want to talk to you. They want to take pictures with you. They want your autograph. So, like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's like that overnight buzz that you get from it. It's crazy.
Exactly. And so, like, I'm looking to try to do a reality show on. I'm a tutor and teacher, and with the radio thing, I my family of 5 kids, I'm looking to try to do a spin deal on that stuff. And I've been talking to people, and I know how your life would absolutely change after that if it got picked up by the right thing, especially MTV, and how many people saw you. I have friends that are in reality shows. One is Mary Ammons and from the Real Housewives DC, and she said from that opportunity, the producers did not prepare us, and we really didn't know how to capitalize through the experiences. Did you have people, Marlon, kind of coaching you in this way, saying, you know, this is what's going to happen to you after this airs, and how you can capitalize so that you can help grow your overall brand and keep it going, not just through the real world? Did anyone, were there people offering advice on that?
Hell no. Hell no. They put you on a plane, dropped you off in the house, and said, good luck, pretty much. Then when you got done with filming, they put you on the plane, sent you back home, and told you, good luck. That was it. Like, everything I had to pretty much do on my own and teach myself. You know what I mean? Like, how to work the social networks, how to talk to people, how to get bites on different things that you're doing. It's been just like a trial and everything. But, you know, as far as them, you know, being hands-on or being supportive of what you do outside of real world, nah, man, nah. They just pretty much give you a pat on the back and say, hey, man, good luck. I like what you're doing. Keep it up. And that's it.
So like, you know, how many people were ringing off your phone were ran off the hook with people saying they want to represent you, agents, things like that? That stuff came through after the deal? Kind of in a way.
Yeah, man. Like I got a lot of modeling deals. Like a lot of people wanted me to do like sports modeling and then music. Cause you know I do music, so I got a lot of bites on the music. But I mean, it wasn't, the deals weren't right. You know what I mean? It wasn't something that I could see being long term. So I mean, I just had to turn them down because it was like I don't want to get locked into a deal with these people, and then something bigger comes up, and then it's like, well, you know, I got this contract, and you wait, you know, 8 months when this is up type stuff. So the phone did ring, though. Like, it's crazy. Like, I mean, people were getting my numbers that I don't even know how they got my number. And I even changed my number after I got done with the Real World. So, like, it was just shocking to see how, like, quick people can just hit you up and get in contact with you.
Because they would talk to someone who might have known you before you made it big time, and they gave out your number, and then before you know it, it's going the whole thing. And you probably dealt with some paparazzi as well during that deal too, right?
I mean, a little bit, man. It was more like spur of the moment stuff. Like, people would be at a certain, like, I would, you know, just pop into a certain bar, and there would already be kind of an event going on, and then you'd be like, oh, man, you know, Marlon from MTV's here, bro. We got to get some pictures. So then, you know, it's like a photo op. You know what I mean? But it's all love, man. Like, I feel like you got to help everybody with their own hustle. You know what I mean? Because I didn't get here without favors. I didn't get here without, you know what I'm saying, somebody taking a chance on me. So I always feel like if I'm out and about and somebody wants me to listen to their music, take a picture or look at their whatever, like, I feel like it, out of respect, that they, you know, are excited about what I'm doing, you got to give them that 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5-minute talk. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So let's go from that situation to some of your projects. One is your new clothing line. Tell us a little about that.
Bruh, Young and Wavy, man. Like, it's dope. Yo, it's Young and Wavy. It's T-shirts, tank tops, V-necks. Like, it's graphic designs. I do everything on my own. I design all the shirts. And it's just my movement. Like, right now I'm trying to start this Young and Wavy movement, which is just, like, people just accepting, like, who they are and loving who they are. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like too many times people try to aspire to be, like, these celebrities and all these rich people, and it's just, like, that's not your life. So if your life doesn't amount to that, that don't mean you're not cool. It doesn't mean that you're not, you know what I'm saying, something special. So Young and Wavy is just, like, identity of do it on your own, make it your own way, and then everything else falls in place. And that's kind of what I'm building with the clothing line. It's just like that just wild go after it mentality, and you can do it. You know what I mean? So
it seems like it, for sure. It's like, you know, whatever you whatever you're about. So let's give me some fashion advice, okay? I'm 41 years old, okay? Former professional wrestler, 5 kids, and now I'm kind of getting, you know, old in certain aspects. But being 6'10", it's hard to find, you know, good clothes. So how would you outfit me? I'm about 280 pounds. Give me a thought process.
All right. So with you being taller, man, you got to look at more at layers. Layers are going to help you out. You know what I mean? So, like, you can do, like, the cardigan with the nice V-neck under it, right? But then you roll the sleeves up because you probably got long arms. So then you do, like, the rolled-up sleeves or, like, the pulled-up sleeves and then, like, a nice little wrist jewelry. So, like, a bracelet, a nice watch, something simple but, you know, to the point. Then jean-wise, you want, you know, a jean that's, like, the proper length. You don't want all the extra baggy at the bottom. But a nice, just solid color jean, like the maroon color, like the 501 jean. And then shoes-wise, you know what I'm saying? If you're taller, it looks better when you have, like, that casual polo shoe or, like, a dress shoe. And then, you know, from there you can, you know, add a couple accessories, like a nice little, like the smaller necklace or, like, a you know, decent hat. And then that helps kind of slim you down a little bit, and then it kind of lets the, you know, fact that you're taller, it lets people see that presence more. And, I mean, that would be a good, I think that would be a good look for a taller guy, you know what I mean?
It sounds like it. Hey, I need you to definitely, if I make it big time at one point, either through the radio or the other, and I need it for red carpets and stuff, I need to tweet you out and say, come on, Marlon, you got to help me out for sure. Now, the other thing, we could just see, Marlon, that the music is something that just really makes you, it's one of your passions, right? Tell us a little about the music and stuff you're doing.
Yeah, bro, music has been day one since, like, seventh grade, man. I got my first little record deal in seventh grade, and that's when I just fell in love. Like, yeah, bro, like, walking into the studio, and they're like, all right, man, here's the mic, here's the board, like, go to work. Like, since seventh grade, it's just been my thing. Like, I want to do music. So, like, after Real World, it was just kind of like, I got to continue doing it. So, like, right now I'm working on my Black Gatsby album, which should be dropping, like, late May, early June. And it's going to have like 13 cuts, and it's just really talking about my life where I'm at now. So it's like the success, the ups, the downs, you know, the family, the party and all that in one album. So that's my big major project right now. So Black Gatsby album, make sure y'all go get that. It's going to be fire for sure.
And it's fantastic, again, that you were able to get a record label, because I bet you it was more difficult with your talent before till the Real World, right? That really has helped you in a way to get recognized more, to for people to want,
want
your music. And was that one of the reasons of doing the Real World?
Name now.
Exactly. So is that why you wanted to do the Real World? Is that one to kind of get your stage for yourself and to get you?
Nah, man. Like, honestly, like, when I was doing my, like, you know how you got to do, like, all the interviews and stuff, I had told them I did music, but I was like, I'm not really, like, looking to make music a big part of this. I just want to go experience, you know, the moment. But, like, after I got there, you know, I was doing, like, little freestyles here and there. And then I linked up with this one guy out there, Infinite Racks, and he was making beats. And then they were like, look, we think you got something. So, you know, can we put your music on the show? And I was like, well, if y'all think, yeah, go ahead. So it was really more of just an opportunity that they were like, we think you could go somewhere. So, you know, we can throw you a bone if you like. So I took it, you know, like, you don't pass up opportunity like that. But at first, I wasn't even going to make music a part of the show at all.
So are you hoping also to act? Because you seem like, Marlon, you could be a good actor. You're an entertaining guy. So do you want to add acting to your repertoire at one point?
Oh, man, bro, I want to do it all, bro. Acting, I definitely want to get. Dude, like, you understand, I'm like the, like, Renaissance man. I want to do it all. I want to be great at everything. So, I mean, I definitely see acting in my future. I think, you know, I don't want to put too much on the plate right now. So right now I'm just really focusing on the music and the clothing line. And then acting, for sure, I could definitely do some acting.
And when you were talking about off air with me, a different rap artists that you would like to, that you kind of, because you brought up I'm from Pittsburgh and things like that. Do you now, especially on the airwaves right now, who would you like to do an album with someday? What music star?
Oh, man, hands down, like no question, Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West. Those two right there, just, I feel like a music genius. Like, you know what I mean? Kendrick Lamar really changed the concept of rap from the money, cars, clothes, and all that, you know, BS. And then Kanye, like, is the master at reinventing himself. Like, every album he puts out is just something completely different. So, like, those two artists, I would just like to get in the booth with them and pick their mind of, like, you know, how do you do this? Like, what do you look at? What do you listen to? How do you write this? Like, you know what I mean? Those two people, I think, would be, if I made a track with them, I would be like, I'm done. I've accomplished everything in life. F you guys, I'm going home.
All right. Well, fantastic. It was great talking to you, Marlon. And honestly, I see you as possibly coming back on a regular basis. I really want to go dig deep into the MTV experience. So you're definitely invited back next month to come on and talk about more about the MTV experience, more of just reality television in all ways. And then you, through that process, you can continue to promote what's going on with you. So you're definitely welcome to come back. You're cool to talk to, and I appreciate you calling. So where can we find information on you, Marlon, and find out more about you?
Man, the best spot is my official blog, wavysquad.com. It has all my free download music. It'll have my album. It has my link to my clothing line. So wavysquad.com. Join Young and Wavy and be a part of the movement, man. Let's get it popping.
All right, so let's definitely touch base and have you back on again to talk about more of the experiences, man. If you're interested, definitely we'll hook up, okay?
Yeah, man, most definitely, man. Anytime, man. Just, hit my PR lady and we'll get it popping for sure.
All right, sounds good, Marlon. Take care now. Thanks again for calling.
All right, man, thank you.
All right, take care. You're listening to the Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, TotalTutor, and all the different areas. And I'm really excited to welcome the program. Eight-time PGA Tour winner. Eight-time Champions Tour winner. Pro golfer Fred Funk. Fred, thanks for calling, and I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and what is new with you? Give us an update of what's going on with your career, and then we'll get right into talking about the Players Championship Series.
Well, I'm taking the top 50 career money this year and playing a little bit on the regular tour and also playing the Champions Tour, but mainly the Champions Tour full-time. I've played five events on the regular tour this spring, three in the fall, and had limited success out there. I've been close to playing pretty well, but, not that good. And, just a round or two away. But it's kind of been a slow start for me. I've played consistent on the Champions Tour, but real disappointed with my finishes. I finished, I think the worst finish is 15th, and my best is 12th. So I've finished right in that area four times. But I've had a chance a couple times, even last – about 2 weeks ago, I had a chance to win. I was leading going into the final round. I had a bad last day. But overall, it's been pretty good.
And that's good for sure, Fred. And in your career and your success, as I talked about at the beginning, did you ever think when you decided to become a golfer that you would have this much success?
No, I was really just seeing how good I could be. That was always my goal. It still is my goal, see how good I can be. And if it's good enough if it was good enough for the PGA Tour, great. And if it wasn't, then that was fine too. I just wanted to know I gave it a chance, and I did. And it's turned into a very, very good career.
So, what do you think, Fred, of the growth of golf in the past 20 years? It must be amazing the amount of fans that go to the events now, and just how it's just such a huge atmosphere, and people are just talking it up so well. The sport has just grown so much, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. You have to owe it to, I kind of call it three Santa Clauses. We had the original Santa Claus, and then Arnold Palmer, back in the day, brought the game to the people. And then Tiger Woods came along and really made it cool. kind of made the sport less of an elite sport, more of an athletic sport, and open to, you know, anybody. And he made it, I guess, where the viewpoint is, or what young kids looked at it as, really a cool sport, because he put it on the map and made it so athletic looking. And, you know, he had that unbelievable body that he worked in, or morphed himself into, with all the hard work that he's done. He looked like a defensive back on an NFL team. But the game has really progressed, and as far as people watching the best in the game, I think it's very popular. We still got to grow the game. It's still very difficult to get access to enough golf courses, and I think the time it takes to play is the drawback to a lot of people. You know, when you have a family life, it's hard to justify 5-6 hours at a golf course, you know, playing around. But overall, I think it's really good. As a spectator, it's a great sport to watch in person.
Absolutely, and it's something that, again, always the Players' Championship is trying to upgrade things and make sure that the experience for the fans is better and better. And can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in that end?
Well, really, the Players' Championship is played at the first stadium golf course, the concept that Dean Beaman came up with, where you have the mounding on the sides of the golf course that allow the spectators to have a clear view. And you can get a lot of people that have a clear view because you're sitting usually higher up than the golfers, and you're looking down, and you can see everything. So it has that true stadium concept. And the Players' Championship, which you know, is played at TPC Sawgrass, was ironically the very first TPC built by Pete Dye, and in my opinion, is still the best. It's just a really good golf course that rewards ball control, excuse me, I have this cough, but ball control, and, you know, a guy that's really on his game that week is identified at the end of the week, because it is such a penal golf course. It's very difficult to get out of position to score well. And, you know, the players, what I like about it is that it's cross the board type winners, too. You have guys that have hit the ball a long, long way, the bombers of the game, and then you have guys like me that have won. And, you know, kind of, well, I'm definitely one of the shorter hitters on tour. So I managed to maneuver my way around the golf course that week. I actually led the week in greens and regulation for the week in fairways hit. So I got rewarded for doing that week. And then you do have the guys that hit it a long way. So it's a pretty neat venue.
And through that venue, I'm sure you've been hearing feedback from the fans that have enjoyed it tremendously and love the experience keeps getting better, right? Especially because they just love the game of golf.
Yeah, they've done a great job with fan interaction and the fan experience of going there and really having a great day of it, not only watching golf, but, you know, good food, good places to relax and enjoy the outside. And the beauty of the golf course is spectacular. It's unbelievable bird life there. And you have eagles, bald eagles that are on the property, and you have, you know, all the normal birds you see with all the different cranes and the ospreys and everything. So it's really pretty with all the water hazards in the trees. It's a pretty place to go. The back nine there, I think from the sixth hole on, is just an unbelievably pretty golf course.
So speaking of the food, I've heard that it's really good at this event as well, correct?
Yeah, it is. They've done a great job with some stations out on the golf course where guys, people, their families, the spectators can sit down and relax and have a good time and just really make a day of it, really, is what it's all about. And at the same time, see a lot of great golf. And then you have the best stadium concept or area where it's like an amphitheater of golf with the 16th green and 17th hole is just an incredible experience to enjoy all the drama that unfolds on those two holes, especially on 17.
Cool. So what is your goal, Fred, is to continue to improve throughout the season. Do you have a major goal for the year that you want to attain?
Well, yeah, I have a goal where I really want to compete and try to have a shot at cup on the Champions Tour. I want to knock off at least one major out there, and I feel like when I'm playing really well, I can play at an extremely high level still. And I just want to be able to get to that point.
Cool. And you're excited about the Masters as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not in it, but I'm always excited about watching it. It's truly the best atmosphere of all of golf. It's really a magical place. It's unbelievable beauty there. And it's one of the few tournaments, or probably the only tournament, where you really feel like you know the golf course, even if you haven't played it or been there, because the TV coverage is so good nowadays. And the excitement that goes down the back, down the back nine with the two par fives and, everything else that goes on with guys trying to win that thing. The last couple of years has been really exciting. It's had a lot of people with a chance to win it.
Okay, Fred, where can we find more information on you, learn more about you, and also more information on the Players Championship Series?
Well, I'm sure you can Google it and look it up on the PGA Tour website. You just get on PGAtour.com and they'll have all sorts of avenues you can go to where you can bring up players' profiles and bring up tournament information that's coming up.
And Cole, do you have a website or Twitter or anything, Fred, that people can follow you?
You know, I do have a web. Yes, I hadn't even been on it. It's so new, my website. So I wouldn't even be able to tell you how to get on it at this point.
Okay, well, I'm sure we Google Fred Funk. We'll find all that information as well. Safe travels. Good talking to you. And best of luck on the tour. I know that you'll continue to improve and have a great career. And I enjoyed learning about you today and about Players Championship. So thanks again for calling, Fred.
I appreciate it, Neil. Thanks.
All right, take care. Really enjoyed my conversation with Fred Funk about golf and also the Players' Championship. Again, the Players' Championship will be May 6th through 11th. For more information, you can go to www.pgatour.com/theplayers. Remember that youth 18 and younger get in free with one ticketed adult, and all active duty, reserve, military, retirees, and dependents get complimentary admission the entire week if you show a voucher and military ID. So, always, I'm sure, as what we heard today, what a great experience to go to the Players Championship. So you can go to PGAtour.com/theplayers. We'll be back in just a moment with some more great education talk. We're back to the Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network. Again, TollTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TollTutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, Total Tutor, and also Pinterest, Neil Haley. And I'm really excited to welcome the program celebrity country singer and from ABC's Mixology, Kaylee Swanson. Kaylee, thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. So tell us a little about your background and how, I guess, you from country music singer to actor, how you juggle those things, because that's a little different for sure. You know, going from jet setting from L.A. to Nashville, that's a different path for sure.
It is definitely a different path, to say the least. But, I love both worlds. I love singing country music. I grew up listening to my grandma sing Pat Swine and Loretta Lynn to me, so just, I guess it kind of sucked, and, you know, I love acting still.
And so it's like you like the two mixes for sure, right? It's something like where I couldn't do with one of them. I couldn't give up one of them, it sounds like.
Exactly. It was like, oh, I love them both so much, and I would love to do both. So.
Absolutely.
Just doing both.
Just doing both, especially. So, how was the experience going and recording for ABC's Mixology? I'm sure you're excited about seeing how well it's being received for the first season and stuff, and to be part of it. Mm-hmm. It must have been really interesting experience, right?
It's such an interesting experience to see a show I did it before it even premiered, and when it's getting such great reaction from the audience, that's really great to see.
Absolutely.
It's a hilarious and a really awesome crew.
So, and it's an experience that you have for sure. So, tell me specifically about your new single, and it's launching again April 15th, and tell our audience a little bit about that.
So, this song that I wrote is called Country Love Song. And I wrote it, there's a guy who I have known for years now, and he doesn't particularly like country music. So I wanted to write a song that was fun and, maybe made him want to dance or sing along or whatever, and it kind of helped that it would do the same maybe for other people that didn't enjoy country music. You know, I feel like it's a song that you don't have to be a country music fan to still enjoy it. But it's on iTunes now, and we are releasing a video very soon.
So how long have you been a country music singer for, Kaylee?
I have been singing country music for as long as I can remember.
And do you think that it's helped with some of your acting that's helping your platform, especially with the launch of the country song? Would you say that that just helps in the process of getting that music out there?
You know, I would say it's helped a little. I would also say that it's helped with the performance aspect of songs. You know, they're very connected in a sense, acting and singing.
I agree with you, and it's a situation where when you're working one, it helps the other, and it's a process. Performing as an actress, you kind of learn specifically ways you can perform on stage so that you're really able to connect with your audience in certain ways, right?
Exactly. It's incredibly helpful.
And through that helpfulness, it's just like you're like, oh my gosh, what would you say? Which kind of performance do you like the most? Because I'm sure you've done all types of acting as well, not just on TV and movies, but also probably on the stage. What would you like to? Which live performance do you like better?
You know, I have to say, I really love being on stage and doing like theater. Because it's really the best of both of my worlds of acting and singing.
So you like...
And there's such an excitement. What's that?
I said, so you like the singing aspect of it, for sure. The performing...
I do. I love singing. And there's such a wonderful aspect of not knowing what's going to happen next. You know, when you're doing a show, a light bulb could fall or break or something could fall down, and you have to just work with it, keep moving, and help each other.
It's so true. And you're like, oh my gosh, and keeping it going. It was when we saw the live performance was on NBC of The Sound of Music. Did you think that was crazy as can be? That would be hectic if you were in a performance like that.
I kept thinking about the camera work that was going into that. The editing they were doing, I was like, wow. It's really incredible, though.
It was, and especially to be able to do a performance that, you know, so well known with Julia Andrews and stuff like that. So I guess you're a fan of musicals then, for sure. Definitely.
You could say that, yes.
Enjoy listening to them. Or you sing. You've always sung in the shower for ever and ever, or different places. My daughter's 8, and she loves singing, and she's in the choir, and she constantly sings songs over and over again. I have 2 other daughters, and they keep singing with her and all that. So, what advice do you give young people today, especially if they want to be singers?
You know, I say to just follow your heart, and no one is going to believe in you as much as you can believe in yourself. And that's really all that matters. You just have to keep going, keep writing. The most important part. And it's so funny to me to look back at old songs I wrote when I was like 8, and I'm like, wow, you know, how far you can come in such a really a short amount of time.
Absolutely. And so you started at what age singing, you said?
Well, I've been singing since I could talk, practically, but I started writing around 8 years old.
Is your family, especially being a country music singer, are they affiliated with Nashville in certain aspects to get you involved in that part of the biz as a country singer?
Not really. My grandma is from London, Kentucky, so that's my biggest connection. But other than that, no, not at all.
So it's the whole process of breaking through into the Nashville scene in so many different aspects. And how would you define the difference, I guess, of show business in let's say, L.A. versus Nashville?
Ooh, L.A. versus Nashville. Gosh. I just love Nashville. There's such a great community in Nashville of singers and songwriters, you know. It's so funny to me. I don't know if you've ever been to downtown Nashville, but when you're just walking every room, there's somebody playing a guitar and singing their song. It's really, it's a very different feeling. But LA is very similar, to be completely honest.
Interesting. So there's definitely those similarities in certain aspects, for sure. And so something special with the launch April 15th for your fans and stuff, once the single's available, tell us specifically what they need to do when April 15th comes. So when your single is launched, what do they need to do, your fans, so they can go ahead and listen to it and purchase that single? What's the process?
Well, it'll be on iTunes, and it's actually on iTunes now, and the video will be released very soon.
Oh, so that's April 15th then, the video? All right, perfect. Any other news to tell your fans, any other projects coming up?
More songs, hopefully. More songs and more videos.
Any other acting gigs coming up for you?
Not as of now.
It's more you're focusing on the music, it seems like, right now, coming into this process.
Yeah, music has definitely taken a little more of a principal role in my life right now.
And having that opportunity to go out there and do that, especially the music video, and so that'll be it will be available when it launches. You'll let your fans know through via Twitter and different places like that. So tell us specifically where we can find more information on you, Kaylee, and learn more about you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter with K-A-I-L-E-Y-N Watson, and that's the same for Instagram. And my YouTube is Kaylee Nicole Watson.
All right. Well, fantastic. And keep us up to date in certain things through social media. We'll know when that video is ready to launch then, right? Correct?
Yes. It should be, I believe, April 15th is release date.
And then
the song's up now.
Awesome. So we can go to iTunes right now to purchase it and all that stuff. So I appreciate you calling. Best of luck on all the different things and with your acting career and your music career. And enjoy your trip back to Nashville and, I guess, going back and forth, living the dream, Kaylee. And that's so important. And please update me when you have any really interesting news. So thanks again for calling.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now, Kaylee. Okay.
Great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Total Celebrity Show. Are you saying seriously? Yeah, well, I've changed the name. Some great branding people out there have talked to me and said, you got to separate the education with the other. So the Total Celebrity Show is now on the Total Radio Network, part of my whole huge organization. The Toll Education Network is going to stick with the education portions, and the celebrity show is going to go on its own. So that's why it's called Total Celebrity Show. I always touted myself the number one education talk show in the world. Well, now I have the number one celebrity show in the world. Where can you find unbelievable celebrities like this? Again, Sean and Sophia from Marriage Boot Camp, Fred Funk, PGA golf extraordinaire, and Marlon Williams from the real world, and then you close it with another unbelievable guest. That's what we are able to bring to the celebrity show each and every week, and the best celebrities ever in one show. You think, oh, you know, you have Fred Funk, that's gonna kick it for the week. No, but I'm excited on next week. My interviews for this week, I mean, in the studio again, Santonio Holmes, Pierre LaRouche. I mean, you have to go to my website at TotalTutor.net for more information. Now the Total Celebrity Show, you will be able to have, you got to go to Facebook and like Total Celebrity Show. And then you'll get all the cool postings of the great interviews, great pictures I have, and all the awesome stuff. I can't wait to May, again, heading to the Andy Russell Golf Tournament, and I'm looking forward to bigger and bigger and bigger guests. We're working on Chris Bosh, everyone, guys, from the Miami Heat. We're working on some big, big people. I just can't wait. And the Total Celebrity Show, I'll have to always get used to this, is the place where you're going to find those unbelievable guests. Fantastic guests beyond belief. You got to go to my website again, TotalTutor.net. On Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, TotalTutor. And Pinterest, Neil Haley. I'm excited about the split. I mean, if you are on the network to pick up 7 days a week, it's a total radio network now. But the celebrity show on its own. And I think that a lot of people were calling for this because guess what? Look out. Anyone that has a celebrity show out there in the world today, I will blow you away with my guests. Trust me. And you're going to see more of them. So I hope everyone has a great week next week. More great education. I almost said education talk. More great celebrity interviews on the Total Celebrity Show. Good night, everyone.